soul plans. What do they have to do with karma and the roadmap we make before birth? Today, we'll take a look at what they are and why we need them. Hi, I'm Corby Mitlide, and this is the Psychic Yellow Brick Road. The world is changing, and life doesn't have the spark it used to. So we look around and ask, where do I need to go to catch the magic again? You've found it. Welcome to the Psychic Yellow Brick Road, a weekly podcast that delves into the intuitive world, metaphysics, life purpose, and how to connect with the compassion of spirituality. I'm Corby Mitlide, and I've been on the Psychic Yellow Brick Road for 50 years. I'm a certified tarot master, past life specialist, psychic medium, channel, and author. And most importantly, I'm an elder in the field, ready to pass on everything I've discovered to you. So let's hit that Psychic Yellow Brick Road, where you can find the real wizards and avoid the flying monkeys. What is a soul plan? The idea of a soul plan is a popular one. Who wouldn't like to think that whatever happens in life isn't random, but has meaning? There are a few different ideas out there about what a soul plan is, but the one we'll discuss today is based on the work I did as a channel and past life expert in the international bestsellers by Robert Schwartz, Your Soul's Plan, Your Soul's Gift, and Your Soul's Love. When I talk about your soul plan, I'm talking about your pre-birth planning. What's that? That's when your soul, I also call it your higher self, decides what your challenges, learning opportunities, and contracts will be while you're on the earth plane in a particular body and timeline. And they do it together with your guides, angels, and the other souls you encounter in this incarnation. Why is knowing your soul plan important? When you realize that the plans you made before you were born include all the tough stuff you have to go through, from relationship roller coasters to health challenges, financial ups and downs, career tests, you name it, you stop thinking, God or fate or karma really has it in for me, and start asking, how can I take all these things that have happened to me and use them to grow and make my life better? Think the first way, and you feel powerless, put upon. Think the soul plan way, and you realize that you're the engineer driving your life experiences, no matter where the train track may lead. It also helps to remember that this body you're in, this personality you've chosen, is like a costume, a coat in your closet. It's a part that your higher self has chosen to play. I often tell people that the soul and its lives on earth are like a hand and fingers. Think of the palm of your hand as your entire soul, everything that you ever were, are, or will be. How is that possible? Remember that the soul lives outside of time and space. Now, look at each of your fingers. See how much smaller they are than the entire palm. That's what an incarnation is like, smaller and more limited. Part of the soul comes down and animates this physical incarnation from birth to death, and then brings back to the entire soul self the lessons and experiences of that single life to integrate into the soul's understanding of the universe. The other example I use is the idea of an actor and his roles. Let's take the actor Matt Smith. He was beloved as the 11th Doctor in the BBC series Doctor Who. But when he was done with that character, he changed out of the Doctor's fez and bow tie and took on the role of young Prince Philip, husband to Queen Elizabeth II, in the first two seasons of the Netflix series The Crown. And when he was done with that and hung up the prince's naval uniform and flying goggles, he became the malevolent demon Targaryen in the series House of the Dragon. Now, the Doctor, the Prince, and the Dragon Rider are three distinct characters. They don't know each other, they aren't influenced by each other, they are wildly different in personality. But they are all created through the acting talents of Matt Smith. And when Matt takes off his costume and makeup, he is still who he was before inhabiting those characters. That's the way it is for souls and incarnations. Our souls select the type of persona to inhabit, what their background will be, and who they'll meet on the stage of life to enable them to fulfill the goals of learning and experience. They may choose to be male or female, rich or poor, healthy or sickly, genius or ordinary, loved or hated. But no matter what, the personality and the situations it encounters on Earth will perfectly fit the life story that the soul wishes to understand. The idea that the soul voluntarily sets up a difficult life can be hard to understand. Why wouldn't we stay out of the body where everything is so much better, you might think? Because an Earth-based life, with all its duality, choice, and limited scope, brings light and comprehension in a way that an existence completely outside of time and space won't be able to. There's the famous example of the white room. If you're in a room where the walls are white, the floor is white, the furnishings and everything contained within it are white, how will you understand what white is in the first place? The truth is, you can't. Just as you'd need a color to show you what the opposite idea of white really means, you need separation to understand the whole. That's why when you decide your soul plan in a pre-birth planning session, you choose things that aren't always happy or pleasant or fulfilling. You set challenges for yourself and you agree to the concept of free will. Free will within the personality is what makes a soul plan really work. The child who's given a subject to learn but has no chance to get it wrong or question what it's taught merely parrots back what it's told. It doesn't learn why something is true or why learning it is better than not learning it or learning it incorrectly. Free will allows us to learn, again, by choosing which path to follow from life moment to life moment. In a challenging situation, do we choose to move forward and work with it in compassion and understanding, or do we fall into fear and mistrust? The more we move toward understanding a situation on all the positive scales, trust, faith, compassion, gratitude, fearlessness, creativity, the more we move toward what our soul truly is and the highest goals it was hoping to achieve as it made its pre-birth plans. We understand the white room of oneness because we've been out of it and in the world with all of its differing colors of difficulties, duality, and separation. But we choose to move toward oneness again. Free will is choice, and using our free will signifies we're willing to own a situation and our work within it. All of these lessons engineered within our soul plan remind us of who we are at our core, not these personality coats with their prejudices, limitations, and difficulties. The more we remember here and now who we truly are, the more we can bring heaven to earth and demonstrate to others that they too are souls playing roles rather than these limited beings who live for a few decades and disappear. Because when you go right back to source, we're all connected. We're all, if you will, interbeings. And the lessons and healings that happen to one soul within one existence bring back lessons and healing to the entirety of all we are. In future podcasts, we'll go over the 5 major karmic lessons we talk about in the book series: healing, service, contrast, unbalanced energy, and healing of beliefs. So stick with us on the Psychic Yellow Brick Road for discovering just what a courageous soul you are when you work with these karmic choices. I've been guiding friends and clients since 1973. I love showing you opportunities and how to grab them, where the tough stuff is and how to get through it, and handing you your toolbox through tarot and oracle cards, past life exploration, spirit guides and angelic conferences, and mediumship. My website, corbymitlai.com, is full of articles, blogs, where to find me for live appearances, and where to listen to me as I guest on other podcasts. There's a full menu of readings, from short burning questions all the way up to the jewel of the crown, my soul plan readings, which are based on the work I did with Robert Schwartz. Whether it's general questions about your life in practical terms, romance readings, business consultations, discovering your sentence of passion, or digging into that single challenge that has run through your life, you can find the appointment that's right for you. You know, your opinion matters a lot. So if you enjoy this, take a few minutes to leave a review. Word of mouth is key with podcasts, so share it with others. And if you really want to help make the magic happen, go find me at patreon.com. There's a tier called I Believe in You. And for just a couple of dollars a month, you can be an official roadie. and help all the things I do. The podcast, the books, the classes, the videos keep on coming. This has been Corby Mitlide, and until next time, keep those ruby slippers polished, and I'll meet you on the Psychic Yellow Brick Road.